On Friday, June 26th, the U.S. Supreme Court announced a landmark decision that makes same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. Our local LGBT community and friends celebrated that decision at the little grass triangle between the Co-op and the Chase Bank at Kearney and Sims Way on Friday all afternoon. I went out there with Marsha Perlstein to talk to the celebrants.
We are here to celebrate the Supreme Court decision of this morning, and it is quite amazing to have happened in our lifetime. And we're going to wander around and talk to other LGBT folks in our community. And it's also been a really big year for transgender understanding. Things are just really starting to happen. But the most important thing I want to say, for my part, as a lesbian that was at the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream march, we've had so many allies that have helped us in our cause. I hope that the GLBT community can become allies in the anti-racism stuff that we really still have to handle. Young men cannot keep getting shot down for the crime of being black or brown or a person of color. And I do think that when this became really clear that it was a civil rights issue, not a church or religious issue, that's when it took traction. And the same is true, of course, for what we're doing with anti-racism, and I would love to see the GLBT community really step up.
Thanks, Marsha. We're standing here at the corner of Kearney and Sims Way, across from the Co-op, between the Co-op and the Chase Bank. A number of people are out with these wonderful rainbow flags. Marsha herself has a rainbow umbrella.
So we're going to wander around and we're going to ask other folks in this community. Susan Ambrosius, one of our most famous lesbians of the community.
Susan, you're here holding a beautiful multicolored rainbow flag.
Yes, made by Peter Gritt.
Peter Gritt, an important member of the community.
Yes. We are thanking our straight but not narrow friends for supporting equal rights, civil rights, including all people in love. That's why we're grateful.
I think that's one of the things that Obama pointed out and other people are pointing out, that basically love triumphs.
Yes. And we are so grateful for the continued rising consciousness in this country. I've lived in countries where it had been civil rights for gay and lesbian people for 40 years, like in the Netherlands. They just couldn't even believe that the U.S. didn't have equal rights. And now we're getting there. We're almost going to join the developing world here.
Jason Victor Serenis, and he's here with a big victory sign and a smile on his face.
Jason, I understand. I remember you sort of organized this, and you were anticipating this day.
But I didn't know what would happen. And so I bought four blank posters, hoping that I could do victory. But just in case, I was ready for, I don't know, the shame sign.
So, and we're able to do, you're holding two paper signs. One says V-I-C, the other one says T-O-R-Y.
Yes, and this is the best I can letter. So actually the radio audience is kind of lucky that they can't see it.
So what kind of reaction are so far have you been getting? You've been here for about an hour now. I've been getting a lot of appreciative honks and waves and victory signs.
Yeah, no one's booing. I'm really good at kind of reading people. So I can see the people who are at their wheel, who may be very carefully looking the other way, just like when there's a homeless person begging for money in the street and you don't want to give them money. You're somehow really focused on the traffic light. For the most part, people have been really, really supportive. Certainly no one's throwing anything,
Well, it's really, in this community especially, and in the country, it's a day of celebration, really.
That's why I moved here. Yeah. I mean, I moved here from East Oakland, where I lived as a white, gay, married man, as a minority within a minority. I've chosen where I live carefully because I've been out for 45 years. My first parade that I marched in was 1970 in New York City.
the real active move towards the legalization of gay marriage has been within the last 10 years, really, in terms of most people's consciousness. But as you say, you've been marching since the 70s.
Right. And one of our line was smash the church, smash the state. And we were adamantly against marriage. What a concept. So there it was, February 12, 2004. I've been with David for about 22 months. I hear that they're starting to marry people in San Francisco, and I go, "So honey, you want to get married?" We got married the next day on the second day of Gay Love, and it was just extraordinary. The outpouring of energy and so I saw on the SCOTUS blog that already people in states that have outlawed marriage were getting married. People have been waiting for this moment. It's just so much joy.
Immediately jumping on it today.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Linda Roars. I live here in Port Townsend. Thank you, Marcia Pearlstein, for being here. And I'm not surprised to see you here because you've had the courage to be at these actions for decades.
Oh, it's not about me. It's,
yeah, it is.
Linda,
it is. It's about those that were here before me, waving a flag, having the courage to speak up for equality, because what blesses one blesses all. And it makes us all better Americans today, that sense of equality. And yes, two steps forward, one back for ethnic and racial equality and for gay, lesbian, bi, and trans equality. But here we are. Truth keeps marching on. And thank you to our straight but not narrow friends that helped carry the day, because though we're a strong minority, we're a small minority, and we have needed the love and the wisdom and the courage of our straight but not narrow friends to win this day. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Linda. You've been here for a while.
Yes.
Tell me why you're here and what you're celebrating.
Well, my name is Cindy. I'm new to the community, but in 1981, I met my soulmate. We were legally married as Bob and Cindy in 1983. In 2009, Bob became Susan. So I'm part of the T in the LGBT. And we are now legally a same-sex couple. And whether the government declared our marriage as legal or not, we're soulmates. We wanted to stay, but we felt it important. Why shouldn't we have the same rights we always had for all those years?
But now gender assignment, however you assign yourself, does not matter, because this ruling says you love each other, you're married.
Right. We want the same privileges if one of us becomes ill and only family members or spouses are allowed in a situation. You know, we just wanted to hang on to those rights. And it's not about gender when you form a partnership with another person. I've always known that. And but anyway, I'm glad that everyone has the same equal marriage rights.
Great, thank you.
Welcome to our town.
Your name again is?
Cindy Britton.
Hi, you are?
I am Mariah Lynn Nadeau. Okay. Been in Port Townsend 26 years. I think it's important to recognize that although this is only a step, it's a very important step, and I hope that it saves the lives of some otherwise despairing teenagers who, you know, it gives less permission to be violent and hateful and discriminatory towards people based on things that are their own business.
I heard about it when I came down for my coffee milk, and my housemate told me, because she's a big advocate, and then we hugged and cried, and I got to tell you, I've been talking to people today about the fact that I marched on Washington for lesbian and gay rights in 1979 and in 1987 and in 1993. And even in 1993, marriage was not on our radar. I mean, we weren't even dreaming of it. We were not even dreaming of it. So I am so happy, and I'm obviously very emotional.
The fact that you wake up in the morning and suddenly the legality of marriage is the law of the land, period. No questions, no messing around from state to state.
I'm all choked up, really. I'm so happy. It's been a long, long way that we've come, and this part is in a relatively short space of time, and I couldn't be happier, really. I'm truly feeling blessed, and I've taken an extended lunch break from the hospital today. I punched out everyone, and I'm down here for a couple hours, so I'm really happy. Woohoo! All right, let me get my flag out.
That last voice you heard was Ellen Bongiorno, an active person in the LGBT community here in Port Townsend. You heard the celebration at the corner of Kearney and Sims Way on Friday, June 26, after the Supreme Court decision making gay marriage legal in this whole country. For KPTZ, this is Larry Stein with Marsha Pearlstein.